To supporters, fracking has kept global energy prices low and to move the US close to its goal of energy self-sufficiency. To critics, it's a dangerous threat to our health and the environment. Fracking pumps a mix of chemicals and water deep into the earth to crack open rocks and release trapped oil and gas. Opponents, though, claim that it causes earthquakes and risks releasing those chemicals into drinking water. Well, now the state of Texas is poised to reignite the controversy. In a few hours' time, Governor Greg Abbott will sign into law a bill which would overrule individual city bans on fracking. Chris Watts is mayor of Denton, a city in northern Texas, which imposed its own fracking ban last November. He told me why.
Part of it was the distance to residential neighborhoods. It was the noise. It was the dust. It was the vibration. It was the potential health consequences. About a week and a half ago, we had a lightning strike at a gas well, which caused a gas well fire, and it was a shut-in well, so it wasn't even producing, but it was a low pressure of gas, and you know, it took about 4 or 5 hours to extinguish the flame. If that had been a high-pressure well that was producing, there's no question we would have had to evacuate neighborhoods. The well was within about 500 feet of neighborhoods. So it's really a safety issue and a nuisance issue, the sound and the dust and the traffic and just the effects on quality of life.
And so what do you think then about these efforts by the state, the governor of Texas particularly, to deny cities like yours the right to ban fracking?
Well, I think you have to be very careful when you begin to unravel an election that was decided by the people in a community. Now, that doesn't mean that there might not be some public policy reasons for taking a look at it, but yet I think that's what has not happened in this case, is there hasn't been much of a discussion at the state level of what are the interests that fracturing ban were trying to protect, and what was the root cause of that. And by not examining that, by not delving into it, it really tries to do a one-size-fits-all fix, and it just doesn't work. When you start overturning voters, that gets a little problematic.
Because supporters of a statewide policy on something like fracking say, look, it's much more elegant, it's much more coherent, rather than the anarchy of having, say, Town A supporting fracking and Town B, which might not be very far away, opposing it. Doesn't this bring a degree of coherence?
Well, it certainly brings a level of consistency. However, each community is different, and each community has a different set of values. But more important, the issue that we're really talking about is very narrow, and it's urban drilling. It's not preventing fracturing from occurring in rural areas way out. It's saying as you get closer to putting this heavily industrialized activity close to protected uses such as hospitals, schools, and homes, maybe we need to draft some different rules regarding that because the environment is so different and the consequences are much more potentially onerous as well.
Chris Watts, mayor of the Texas city of Denton. Fracking companies, though, have been lobbying the state to pass the bill denying individual cities the right to ban what they do. One of them is Breitling Energy, based in Dallas. Its chief executive is Chris Faulkner.
We worked on the bill and supported the bill from the start. For us as oil and gas companies, we want to know that if we come into the state of Texas, that we can drill in these local communities under whatever terms they set. So the state of Texas has made it very clear fracking is going to be allowed in the state. And Denton can say, look, if you want to come here and frack, then you need to do the following, X, Y, and Z. So not drill within 1,000 feet of a home, or you can only drill 8,000 feet beneath the surface to protect the water. Whatever the stipulations, they have a right to put into place, but they don't have a right to override what the state says is appropriate within the boundaries of the state of Texas.
Well, you say you lobbied hard for this. Isn't it going to be seen like you're trying to muffle local opposition?
No, I think it shows that we're trying to work with communities, because what's going to happen now is the state's going to sue the towns are going to sue the operators, the oil and gas are going to sue. It doesn't create an environment where the communities benefit. We want to be able to do this with the community's buy-in, but they don't have the right to step out and say we're going against the state.
But this is a bill that makes life easier for you as a fracking company, isn't it?
I wouldn't say it makes life easier for me. It takes away some of the surprise because, hey, look, if you go in and get a permit in Denton and they decide now to ban fracking, then you have wasted all of that money buying the land. But more importantly, think of the landowners in Denton who had land, who wanted to have fracking taking place on their land to monetize their property rights. They have had that right taken away from them. So there's two sides of the argument here.
But these safety concerns do remain, don't they? A recent report, for example, by a professor of geosciences at Pennsylvania University said that traces of chemicals commonly found in shale drilling fluids are in the water supply for some households. And this is a chemical that is known to have caused tumours in rodents. Those are the kind of headlines that a company like yours finds very difficult to push back on, isn't it?
Well, no. I mean, if you look at, and no offense to media, but media likes sensational headlines. And when you look at that report, it was trace amounts in three homes, and it traces back to a 2009 surface containment spill. The spill occurred and it seeped into groundwater in trace amounts. So that does not mean that fracking was not done correctly or fracking is not safe.
But the fracking industry has always said, look, we go to the utmost lengths.
That's true.
For our chemicals not to get into the groundwater. And here it has.
Well, I don't think, you know, I think we should, I look at it from this way. There are going to be consequences to all energy forms. Anytime a human is involved, mistakes can happen.
So it's always possible that chemicals will seep into our water supply.
I think anything is possible, but the procedure, the technology itself has been used 1.5 million times in the United States. If done properly, it is safe, period. And I firmly 100% believe that's not just my PR pitch. I live on the Barnett Shale. I drink the water every day. I don't have any concern if it's that it's being done. But with any kind of mining or manufacturing or any kind of process, mistakes can happen, certainly.
Right. But if I were worried about this, this wouldn't do much to set my mind at rest. You're essentially saying, look, mistakes will happen. How do I know if it's not going to happen to me?
Well, I think there's going to be a concern around any kind of manufacturing process. The flip side of this is renewable energy in the United States produces power for 3% of the time. So you can pick which 2 hours of the day you want your business to function and your life to function. The other half can be in the dark. There has to be a greater good approach to this process. And it's not a flawed process that we're going to overlook the safety concerns. If someone had a spill, there can be a spill of any type of chemical at the surface. Acid could be being hauled for manufacturing process, fertilizer, petrochemicals, a number of things that have nothing to do with us. And I give you a great example. Soybean farmers in Wisconsin last year had a runoff situation where the byproduct of the soybean farming, the agriculture, got into Lake Erie, and it caused contamination where you couldn't even drink the water. No one rushed to go ban agriculture or farming. So with any type of process that we as humans are doing, mistakes can happen. It's not fracking, but everyone wants to blame fracking. It is the boogeyman of the decade.
Chris Faulkner, Chief Executive of Breitling Energy in Dallas.